long-term impact of cover crops. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Melissa Bratton. Most research projects last 3 to 5 years, but scientists with the University of Tennessee Institute of Agriculture recently finished a 29-year study to find the benefits of cover crops on no-till cotton.
I typically work on problems or questions focused on or around the ways producers, specifically Tennessee producers, can increase their profitability by either adopting new practices or changing management decisions that they've made in the past.
Chris Boyer is the paper's lead author and a UTIA Associate Professor of Ag and Resource Economics. He says the project originally began with the late Dr. Don Tyler recognizing that soil erosion was becoming a problem.
And started looking at different mixes of cover crops, specifically in cotton, and looking at how does it impact yield, analyzed different soil changes. And so what we have is a really unique data set that has kind of this long-term experiment that we can analyze to see what are the benefits long-term from using cover crops.
The experiment was set up in Milan, Tennessee, and the comparison between no-till and conventional tillage provided some interesting results, according to Boyer.
So what we found is if a producer is interested in minimizing their production risk exposure, variability in yields, no-till can actually reduce some of that yield volatility over this 29-year time period. You know, if you're strictly looking at maximizing profits, the study showed that conventional tillage with no cover crops would maximize profits. You're exposed to more risk than if you just use no-till.
That study was published in the November 2017 issue of Agronomy Journal. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.